Hi everyone, please welcome here at the last talk of the Security Dev Room at this FOSDEM conference, and please give warm applause to Petr Čánik, or is it okay? with this talk, what you most likely did not know about SUDO.
Hi, good evening. Can you hear me? Okay. So, first, let me give you a quick overview of what I will be talking about. I will try to define what is SUDO, even if most of you use it all the time. Give a quick overview of interesting features of SUDO, from aliases to plugins. And finally, I will show you what is coming up in SUDO 1.9. A beta is already available for this. So, what is SUDO? I didn't know much about SUDO, just like everyone else, up until about a year ago, when I learned that Todd Muller, maintainer of SUDO, became my colleague through an acquisition. So I started to learn about it, and I was quite surprised how much it knows. And then I started to ask people at conferences and different events what they know about SUDO. And I got quite interesting answers. Most of the people answered that it's a tool to complicate life. And well, you have the root user, so why not log in as root, or why not use SU? So it's a valid answer, especially from desktop users. But even the most seasoned administrators often answer that, well, it's a prefix for administrative commands. And only very few answered that you can see who did what, or even more advanced features. So what is SUDO? At least according to the SUDO website, it's an it allows system administrators to delegate authority by giving certain users the ability to run some commands as root, another user while providing an audit trail of the commands and their arguments. So, a lot more than just a prefix, as you can hand out permissions pretty much fine-tuned, and a lot more, as you will see soon. It can even help you to get a sandwich, if we can believe XKCD. So, if you take a look at the basic sudoers file, you will see a line like this, that members of the wheel group can do practically everything. The columns in this case are who, where, as which user, and which command can be executed. Of course, it's pretty good as a basic configuration, as at least you see in your log messages who is doing what. But most likely, you will also want to limit your users, what they can do. And once you have more users, more commands to limit, and so on, then you will start to to create lists. And you can replace any of these columns with lists, a list of users, a list of hosts, and so on. But after a while, it's getting a bit difficult to maintain, and this is where aliases come handy. Using aliases, you can replace lists with aliases, which can simplify your configuration and make it a lot less error-prone. Just think about what happens when you remove a user from most places, but not everywhere. If you have a single list to maintain, then it's a lot more easy. So here are some examples. A host alias with web servers, a user alias with administrators, and a command alias to reboot your system. SUDO comes with a huge list of defaults. You can change it with the defaults setting in your configuration in your sudoers file. Here are some examples to override which path is considered secure, which environment variables to keep, or if you want to insert your users. Actually, the this line here means that it's disabled for users. But you can be a lot more specific in your configuration. In this case, insults is enabled only for the wheel group. So what are insults? Seasoned sysadmins know it. Remember this, even if it's not a default setting anymore. If you mistype a password, sudo can print some funny messages. But myself, I just laugh on it, but some people are more sensitive, and as these messages are not always politically correct, these are disabled now by default. Digest verification. You can store digest of applications in the sudoers file, meaning that anytime you start a command, sudo compares the stored version with the freshly calculated version of the digest and can prevent modified binaries from running. Maintaining this in the sudoers file can be quite a painful thing. On the other hand, it gives you an additional layer of protection. Another lesser known feature is session recording. Anything happening on your screen, you can record it. Actually, it's called IOLOG, as input and output can record it as well. And of course, it can also play it back, just like a movie. So even if you have to hand out shell access to your users, you can see what is happening, which comments were executed. These recordings are difficult to modify, unlike syslog messages, as they are not stored as clear text. On the other hand, if you have